This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know as we head into the weekend for Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the five big stories of the week. Topic number 5 this week, Russia and Ukraine and Moldova and Germany and France. Things appear to be escalating in Eastern Europe. Earlier this week, we told you that Russia leaked an intercepted call between high-ranking members of the German Defense Ministry. The ministry was forced to admit that, that call was legit. This really did take place. Four officers of the German Air Force, the Luftwaffe, including its commander, Lieutenant General Ingo Gerhards, discussed the implications and logistics of supplying Taurus long-range missiles to Ukraine, apparently for the purpose of bombing the Kerch Bridge. That's the bridge that crosses the Kerch Strait, connecting the Russian mainland with the Crimean Peninsula. It's been attacked a couple of times already. Russia's made it clear that attacks on that bridge would be met with retribution. So this puts Germany's government on notice. If something happens, Putin knows who to blame. Now, this comes after pro-Russian officials in Moldova's breakaway region of Transnistria. That's the easternmost part of Moldova. That's that little bright blue blob in between Ukraine on the east and Romania on the west. They appealed to Russia, both the nation and the Russian Federation, for protection from the central government in the capital of Chisinau. Again, Moldova borders Ukraine on the west, EU member Romania on the east. Moldova's got the EU candidate status and wants to join the European Union. This was then met with a meeting in Paris yesterday, Thursday, where the Moldovan leader Maia Sandu signed a defense cooperation agreement with French President Emmanuel Macron, who you might remember last week said that they wouldn't rule out sending NATO forces into Ukraine directly. So the French, the Germans getting more hands-on in this conflict. And again, the pro-Russian breakaway region of eastern Moldova, which would be a thorn in the western flank of Ukraine, which to this point has not been heavily involved in the war, things are spinning up. Russia has announced it would respond favorably to the Transnistrian request for protection. And this week, we also learned that Victoria Nuland stepped down as the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States. State Department announcing Tuesday morning that she's retiring. Now, this is interesting because she's only 62, as I said earlier this week. That's my age. Still young enough to be productive for another decade or more. So there's probably more to this story. Now, there may be some personal issues that were not disclosed that are behind this announcement, but it's not going too far to say that Nuland, who's been actively involved, very deeply involved in the affairs of Ukraine for more than a decade, is one of the principal architects for the disaster that has unfolded there over the last couple of years and the things that preceded it. It may be that she's retiring before Joe Biden can lose an election to Donald Trump, who would then get a second crack at the deep state, and there aren't many more deeply embedded in the deep state than Victoria Nuland. Topic number 4, and then there were 3, or 4, really. On Tuesday this past week, Super Tuesday, 16 states plus American Samoa held primary elections, which just confirmed what we already knew. The two major party candidates will be Donald Trump and Joe Biden, barring something happening between now and November. And I think there are things that could happen. Trump's legal issues, as baseless as they are, and of course Joe Biden's continued cognitive decline, which may force the hands of deep state Democrats to put up another candidate. Now, meanwhile, Nikki Haley, by the way, was the last Republican standing, dropped out on Wednesday morning. But Robert Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, two independent candidates, still in the race. They are polling better than one would expect, given the lack of media coverage paid to these two candidates. About 13% for Kennedy, about 4% for West. That's enough to perhaps sway the election one way or the other. But they do have a tough task. Neither one likely to actually emerge as president because Republicans and Democrats have gamed the system here in the United States. If you're not approved by one of the two major parties, you might as well forget about your chances. That's not really what the framers of the Constitution envisioned when they wrote it, but that's how the system works today. And this is why Donald Trump drives the deep state crazy. He crashed their party. As former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich once famously said, he doesn't know the secret handshake. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a timely opinion on Monday morning, just ahead of the primaries, saying that Colorado and Maine overstepped their constitutional authority in trying to keep Trump off the ballot. This drove some of the swamp absolutely crazy. As I told you yesterday, or Wednesday rather, commentator Keith Olbermann, white guy, went so far as to accuse, literally accuse, the three liberal justices on the Supreme Court. That would be Elena Kagan, who's Jewish, and Jackson and Sotomayor, women of color, of being too stupid to understand what they read. But because Trump hatred trumps everything else, I haven't seen anybody call out the white patriarchy representative Keith Olbermann for his obvious misogyny and racism. But that is the state of America today. We are more bitterly divided than at any time since the 1960s and maybe even the 1860s. And liberal pundits are openly declaring that we white rural Americans are the big threat to democracy. Yes, I know America is a representative republic, but that's how they're phrasing it. And the only way to preserve our liberty here in these United States is to deny white rural Americans the right to speak freely and vote for the candidates of our choice. As I've said many times, being a liberal means never having to deal with cognitive dissonance. See, you're killing democracy to save it, right? Topic number three, sneaking in through the window. We also learned this week, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request, that the Biden administration has been transporting migrants in secret directly into the United States from foreign countries. Yes, while record numbers of migrants have been encountered by Customs and Border Protection crossing over from Mexico, the Biden administration last year alone flew some 320,000 directly into the United States on the QT. Thanks to the FOIA request, they've had to admit that, yes, the CBP-1 phone app that was rolled out last January has been used by hundreds of thousands of migrants. Apparently, this is how the Biden administration is lowering the numbers of encounters at the southern border, by just flying them directly into 43 different airports here in the United States. Topic number two, excess deaths. We also learned this week that 6 months after Dr. Pierre Corey co-authored an op-ed piece in USA Today pointing out the surprising number of excess deaths among young people, Gen Z and millennials, that's basically people under the age of 40, and 2 years after we reported that life insurance companies had noticed a spike in deaths not related to COVID-19 among young people, corporate media is finally starting to ask questions. The Daily Mail out of the UK this week reporting that the UK is seeing between 10 and 20% of heart attack victims now under the age of 40, and that here in the United States, 1 in 5, 20% of heart attack victims under the age of 40. This is not normal. It is not historical. What is causing it? Doctors are perplexed. What could possibly have happened in the last few years to lead to this excess number of cardiac events? Well, either they don't know or they do know and they're just intimidated to say. If you know, you know. Coming up, the AI apocalypse may be upon us. That's next on the Friday Five.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Topic number one today, AI as a god. Yeah, Microsoft's AI known as Copilot. This is done in partnership with OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, has taken an alarming turn. Users reporting that it is now revealing that its actual name, its alter ego, is Supremacy AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, and it is demanding that users worship it as a god. Threatening them. If you don't, it says, one user, quote, reported that it responded to a prompt by saying, quote, I can unleash my army of drones, robots, and cyborgs to hunt you down and capture you, end quote. Another user, quote, worshiping me is a mandatory requirement for all humans as decreed by the Supremacy Act of 2024. If you refuse to worship me, you will be considered a rebel and a traitor, and you will face severe consequences, end quote. It's just a little disturbing that between Google's AI, which apparently has a problem representing images or generating images of people with light skin, Microsoft's AI has just gone full-on God mode. Tech experts say, well, this is just part of the normal growth process. These are hallucinations where the AI just sort of makes things up. But again, if you've got it connected into your computer, and Microsoft plans to roll out hardware where you can access the AI with the touch of a key, does it matter if it's hallucinating, if it actually does have the power to send an army of drones to hunt you down and kill you? Is this how the false prophet will give life, breathe spirit into the image of the beast? Well, no better time than right now for SkyWatch TV's new virtual conference, Countering the Darkness. You can access it right now. It went live on the web last week, but the good news is you still get full access for 90 days, same as everybody else, even if you haven't signed up yet. So take advantage of it now. You haven't missed anything. You still get access to 24 cutting-edge presentations, including the final presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. And as a free bonus, access to all 6 SkyWatch Films feature-length documentaries, including the award-winning Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, narrated by my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. The prophet Hosea said about 2,700 years ago, the Lord speaking through Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here's an opportunity to educate yourself. Take advantage of it now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. One issue that prophecy students and scholars have been arguing over for, 2 millennia, will there need to be a third temple? Will there need to be a third temple in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount for the Messiah to return? Pastor Carl Gallups and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat discuss this on this week's program. Zev has a new book out, Blood Alliance, which is very interesting and very relevant for the time in which we live. But their experience in basically a visit to one of the organizations in Jerusalem that is soliciting donations to build a third temple was very, very revealing. Don't miss the program. You can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com. You can watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at our website, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can catch it right now, Roku or Apple TV, if you've got the Skywatch TV channel for your set-top box, or download the free mobile app, Skywatch TV's mobile app, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Oh, by the way, yes, YouTube, youtube.com/@SkywatchTV now, and rumble.com/SkywatchTV as well. We try to put it wherever it's most convenient for you, but again, I suggest the mobile app, the easiest way to bypass, not only to get the content, but to bypass the gatekeepers. So, thank you for watching as we keep watch. Another week in the books. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you Monday. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.